spring auction week in New York, with both Christie's and Sotheby's holding their magnificent jewel sales. We'll begin with a close look at the diamonds from Christie's that sold on April 12th in Manhattan. Raul Kadakia takes us through the top lots, starting with a fabulous diamond and emerald necklace by Van Cleef & Arpels.
Well, it's a classic Van Cleef & Arpels design. You look at it, and before you look out for a signature with a loop or, you know, which box it came out of, the design screams Van Cleef & Arpels. Beautiful piece. Was a special order, probably done in the 60s or early 70s by an important client in Europe. And, you know, fine old Colombian emeralds. The brooch can be worn separately, just as a brooch, or you suspend it from the necklace and it becomes a magnificent jewel. And we have a pair of ear pendants to match. So all in all, a really great suite of jewelry by Van Cleef & Arpels from some of their best years. Well, it's an interesting size to start with, 50 carats, which means you have to have had a rough diamond that weighed anywhere between 80 to 100 carats. And then you need rough that's strong enough to be able to produce a vivid saturation in the stone. So, you know, special size, special color, and special price. The 661, again, very special stone. It's a rectangular cut, classic emerald cut diamond, not modified, not radiant in any way. It's a straight intense pink. There's no modifying color to it. It's a nice clean stone, which we know is not easy in pink diamonds because most of the color comes from the disturbance in the lattice. So there's almost always some sort of clarity imperfection. But here you have a stone that's a clean VS. It's a very pleasing soft color. And, like I said before, a nice emerald cut diamond. Blue is a color that's universal. Men use it, women use it. So, you know, in that sense, it's not a pink, it's not a yellow, which could work both ways. But as a blue, anybody could wear the stone, and it's a square. So you could have a gentleman wear it as a pinky ring, which people do in the Middle East, and you could have ladies love it for the stone and for the cut and the strength of the color. It really is one of the finer blues we've seen. It's internally flawless. The 37, it's an old stone. It's an old diamond that's been in this ring for a long, long time. And it was probably purchased between the 50s and 60s. A little on the heavy side, but it's the way stones were cut back then. You know, sort of a hand-cut stone, not so precise, not as machine-cut. And given the size, given the material, it's a type 2A stone, very white, very crystal. I believe it's a South African diamond.
Christie's offered a 10.09 carat fancy vivid purple pink diamond flanked on either side by a cushion cut diamond and mounted in rose gold and platinum that carried a pre-sale estimate of $12 million to $15 million. However, that ring did not sell. In all, Christie's magnificent jewels garnered $31,793,000, 80% sold by lot and 71% sold by value. Now, over to the east side of Manhattan, where Sotheby's held its magnificent jewel sale on April 14th. Gary Schuller describes the top lots that sold.
So it's an 11.13 carat, old antique cushion-shaped, fancy vivid yellow BS2 clarity. This stone is really interesting. It comes in a beautiful old Schlumberger mounting with little insects all around, look like little bees, made with diamonds all around the gallery work. It was created in around 1972 for the family. This, again, comes from out of a private collection in Texas. And interestingly enough, in 1972, it was graded as fancy yellow. All right, but now, it's as the grading system has changed, it's a vivid and quite sought after. It's been really prized all around the world in our travels. Now we want to talk about a 3.64 carat cushion-shaped diamond. This is a fancy vivid pink, VVS1 clarity. Comes out of a private collection here in the United States. Wonderful color, great saturation, kind of that bubblegum pink kind of color that everyone loves. This is a great old, really what I would term an old Golconda stone. Big open culet on it, like a 43-44% depth, great outline to it, and it's got that wonderful limpidness to it, and comes from a very prominent family from here in the United States. Interestingly enough, it was actually part of a very large Belle Epoque diamond necklace, and when the owner of that necklace passed away, the necklace was split up into a number of pieces, and each member of the family got several dependent drops from that necklace, and this is one of the special stones. Now, that's from the same family, all right? It's the one I was just talking about, the 1532 DVVS2, beautiful old stone, type 2A. And again, from the same collection. We think probably it came out of the same necklace, very possibly. But now it's been made into another beautiful piece of jewelry. We have a 3.18 carat, fancy vivid blue, internally flawless, marquise-shaped diamond. Very rarely do we ever see a marquise-shaped stone come on the market. This one is particularly lovely because of the saturation of color. No real steeliness to it, and no gray, steely color. It's a very soft blue, and most importantly, very evenly colored with no bow ties running through the center of the stone. When I first saw it, there's one word that came to my mind: elegant. It has a wonderful length-to-width ratio, very beautifully laid out, nice cut corners, D color, VVS1 clarity, excellent polish, excellent symmetry.
The sale for Sotheby's Magnificent Jewels was 84% sold by lot and 93% sold by value, with a grand total of $39,367,000. That was the highest total for a spring auction at Sotheby's New York. With the Passover holiday upon us, the Rappaport Group offices are closed on April 19th and 20th and April 25th and 26th. Be sure to check diamonds.net for all the latest industry news.